Armodoxy for today, axioms that shouldn't be challenged. In the simplicity of Jesus' statements, there are truths that may not be self-evident until a bit of thought is applied to the cause and effects of the realities they describe. An axiom is defined as a self-evident truth. In other words, a truth that does not need to be proven. In Euclid's geometry, for instance, Axiom 5 states, the whole is greater than the part. It does not need to be proven. It is self-evident. Its definitions. And the example of the axiom is found all around us. For instance, the book of Acts is a book of the Bible. Accordingly, the Bible is greater than the book of Acts. Jesus made several pronouncements which are axioms, but unrecognized as such because of our dull faculties. One such axiom is being played out on the world stage right now. When Jesus was being arrested, his disciples ran to his aid. Jesus asked them to put away their swords because all who take up the sword will die by the sword. This is not a threat, but a simple truth that violence begets violence. It is not even logical that violence can bring about anything but more violence, let alone peace. But people, read governments, are out to challenge it. 2023, October. The country of Israel was attacked by Hamas militants. In response, Israel attacked Hamas installments and escalated the original number of casualties 40 times, with human suffering that parallels the most atrocious situations in human history, including those found in death camps and the nations struck by genocide, with starvation and even cases of once thought eradicated polio. Caught in the crossfire are the innocent, the weak, the voiceless. Meanwhile, nations and countries are picking sides and testing each other with bigger and bigger attacks. Billions of dollars are being sent to fight these battles, while possibilities to pipe water from flooded areas to drought-stricken areas will never be realized. Cancer research will suffer, as will the thousands of other proposals to champion life. He who picks up the sword will die by the sword. Of course, with escalating retaliatory actions, countries ensure that the next five generations at least will be attacking back in the form of unannounced violence and actions that will bring terror and fear in the heart of everyone. This is what happens when Jesus' message is confined to the church walls. His message is intended to and for the world. That's how we know it is a divine message. And as such, his pronouncements about our life are axioms, self-evident truths. Of course, peace cannot be achieved by escalating violence, because he who lives by the sword will die by it. Armodoxy attests to Christ's body, the church, having an obligation and responsibility to proclaim Christ's message to everyone. We pray. Lord, hear our prayer by helping us to hear your prayer, the one which guides us to your law, the law of love which leads to peace. Forgive us for ignoring your words and following the direction of the world. Help us to make thy will on earth as it is in heaven.
Apostle.net, apostolic evangelism for an electronic and expanding universe.